page 111. The glorification of a particular social or religious practice, however, is open to a greater range of freedoms and merges with the right to practice one's religion. Interference with this custom raises the question of whether the state has a right to control the future or whether it can also redefine and, in this sense, control the past. Given these difficult questions, it was only to be expected that bringing the glorification of sati within the purview of legislative acts would not go uncontested. The contest I will now examine is the litigation between the trustees of the Rani Sati Mandir and the Indian government over this very question. The Rani Sati Temple is located in Junjunu, about 190 kilometers from Jaipur. It is owned by the Rani Sati Mandir Trust, with its head office in Calcutta. According to oral tradition, the temple is dedicated to the memory of Narayani Devi, the wife of a merchant of Junjunu, who, during his travels with his young wife, was attacked by Muslims and died. His wife, according to legend, fought with the Muslims, defeated them, and then...